This is Anna Marie in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am by myself for a couple minutes, and so I opened up this online dating app. And you can go through this sort of carousel of pictures, and I'll tell you what my profile says, and you guys can tell me whether if it's good or bad. My perfect match is funny, silly, easygoing, reads paper books, occasionally uses three-syllable words, moves furniture without complaint, under-promises and over-delivers, likes outdoors, coffee, the arts, travel, exploring city and country, must be fit and have a snowplow or be willing to shovel. My ideal date is coffee shops, city lakes, bookstores, orchestra hall, fringe festival, no pro sports, hunting, sports bars, or remote locations. May not conceal and carry any firearms. And I guess I need to add to that. I don't know what else. Must have their own transportation. I was thinking of adding that. So apparently there's someone who's interested in me, and I wanted to run it by you guys. It says one person is into you. Really? Into me. What is his name? His name is Art, and he's 63. Oh, God. You know what? He's wearing mirrored sunglasses in his profile picture, and he's taking it from his car. I kind of have a rule that if your only picture is taken of yourself in a car, that's a no on that. Oh my gosh, scrolling through, he's flying a drone. Well, I don't know if he's flying it. It's a picture of a drone in the sky. Picture of his motorcycle. Picture of his boat. Nice big boat. This is a classic Minnesota profile right here. A picture of a guy that he took a selfie in his vehicle. Does not look like a nice car at all. A picture of the drone, that's different. A picture of his motorcycle. It's got a red furry seat cover. And a picture of his boat. Oh, God. That's a no on that. Do you think I should just put that in my profile? If you have a picture of a motorcycle or a boat in your profile, don't even bother. No, that sounds angry. All right, here's his profile story. I'm very caring, affectionate, giving man. Mm-hmm. That's what they all say. I'm open-minded and spontaneous. You know what that means. I don't smoke. Well, okay, that's a plus. I enjoy a nice walk and sharing good conversation. God, I'm bored already. I love to go for cruises on my bike, golfing. No. Looking for a woman that's not afraid to take a chance and see what can happen. I can see what's going to happen right now. Absolutely nothing. I believe sometimes a good relationship can happen by accident. Really? If you believed that, why are you on this dating site? Life is too short to live with regrets. Ooh. He spelled two, T-O. Love the people who've got your back. Forget the ones who don't. Oh, God. There's somebody out there for him, I'm sure. But it's not Anna Marie from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Welcome to Fancy Dinner at the Cozy Cottage. I've got my boys here, Michael and Thor. And guys, why don't you tell me what you created here?
Well, we've created here a chicken noodle soup in very fancy bowls. We have for dessert, we have potatoes. And for dessert, we have chocolate pudding with whipped cream and cherries, and we have yogurt-covered pretzels with whipped cream and cherries.
And they've got a couple of candles burning here, mm-hmm.
faintly, and some jazz music playing in the background, and they turn the lights down low, and the tablescape here is gorgeous, magazine quality.
And the soup's really good.
And these guys did this spontaneously. This was not a planned thing. And it feels awesome, and we want to welcome you here to our wonderful dinner. Wouldn't it be nice if we had those friends from Anchor here, too?
Oh, yeah. You guys would love it. All right.
It's a cozy night.
Yeah. And that'll be 15 cents.
These guys are already calculating my bill.
Anna Marie, I love this segment. It's so quaint, fresh, really cool. And your boys sound just so smart. And, well, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I love that music. That song is one of my favorites. I like the Nina Simone version of that. I listen to it almost daily. What a picture. I could see the cozy cottage. Enjoy.
Anna Marie, thank you so much for sharing that. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to your boys talk about, you know, what they had set up and the food they were having. Everything sounded delicious and the ambiance sounded spectacular. That was very, very, very cool. I hope you had a fabulous evening and that everything's going well for you. And again, thank you for sharing it.